holding my simon reish aleph, the sugya of who to be mezamin. It's intertwined with numerous sugyas. One sugya about birchas harech, a second sugya about birchas koinim, a third about kavod la'avim, a fourth about something offered, what to drink and not to decline. So we have to look at these different points over here. First, Tzival discusses the idea of birchas harech. That means the birchas ha'mazon, we know there are four brachas, first two deraisa, the fourth one in paskins, drabonim. If one after involving them, the Shimon Yechai, he was Moisif, the Birch Samoshin should go to the Areach, in order for him to go make a bracha to the Balabayas. And what would he say? The Gemara says, he wants to say, he wants to say, he wants to say, the Rabbi was Moisif also, Yetzich, Oib, and Cholachosov. And therefore we had this Nusach. Now, but after this Nusach, what do you say? There are Sforum on this concept over here. There's a Sefer Oichar, Oich Mavarach, Birch Areach. Each one over 100 pages, you go through the sugya, try to make it a little bit less than that. This idea of saying the Birch Harech, the past 30, 35 years, it came much more into the fad, it came into the style, and therefore all the Birkons, Bezman Hazeh, at least by the Bnei Torah, seemed to have this Birch Harech. I remember when I was a Bach, it was a Chiddush. It wasn't the Birkons, people didn't have it. The generation before me told me it was a new thing. This idea is Pashu has not been around. The one who really points this out is the Bialocha, Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkanei. He brings down Lechem Chamudis, and he has a question, why in the world we're Mishan the Nusach HaBracha, and we seem to say things differently. Pashas, the way that I couldn't explain the Mishnah Berurah, it means in the Rachamons, there's a Rachman who Yivarch is Balabayas. There's a Rachman to give a blessing to the Balabayas. So in essence, they did say the Birch HaRech, but not the Nusach of the Gemara of the Yivotzen, not the Nusach of Shleyevosh and Matzliach Moid. The Chavetz Chaim brings down Lechem Chamudis, Master Shekel brings it down. Why in the world seemed to be that Hagia was to switch it? And only recently, in the past 30 years, came to the fad, the Elam started saying it. Maiso, the Swam is Manana, point out, certainly it is bad to say what the Gemara says. That's the correct on Hagia, what the Shah says, the Shulchan Aruch, a job different of a Gersa. However, La Locha, we are Mekhaim Nizinian. Shaitzim points out, once you say the Rachmud Yivarch Balabayas, it's very clear that you are Mekam Birch Zareach. The question, what happened, why did things switch for? But myself, the correct thing is the Yirotzen. And for Dairid Dairis, the Ilam did not say the Yirotzen, but said the Rachman Yirach Balabayis. But that's the correct Nusach over here. Now, negate this Indian in this Nusach over here. There's a the question is when to go say this Birch Harech. That means we know we end off Ali Chasreinu, the Hanhoga to say Amen, and then you say the Birch Harech. Is the Birch Harech supposed to be in the Rachamons, or is it supposed to be part of Ali Chasreinu? That means, best they point out, that one thing we really gained, the people who stopped Ali Chasreinu, is that Yehuda Blausi wrote different emails, different Choshuvim over here, and this one in the world came out that when there's a guy around, they did not switch the Nusach of Bnei Bris Kulei B'yachad. And no one had a good answer. But basically, well, if we don't have an answer, why people do not switch Nusach? Therefore, the one thing that people stop Ali Chasreinu, they gain that even is their actual Yisachonim. They point out what they lose is Birch Harech. Because what is Birch Harech you make Kaim the Mitzvah with? Rachman Yivarch Balabayis. Maisa, if you don't say the Rachman, you don't say that one either, usually. It comes out, there's a Maila and a Chasara and the people of Sab Ali Chasreinu, and for them it's very important that these halachas, the Birch Harech, when to go say it, how to go say it. So first, how in the world is this bracha, the Birch Harech, over here working? So they point out the Rambam in brachas and Perek Beis, his words are, when he brings it down, he says, in the fourth bracha, Moisef Ba, in it, you say the Hirotzen. That means the Shalom of the Achreinim, is it an extension of the fourth bracha? The fourth bracha is the rech of a karsa toiv for the arugei beitar. Therefore, this is in a karsa toiv for the rech of the balabayas. Oh no, the separate inyan, the fourth bracha drapanon. Then, kolam chazal, the mesakid, not the concept of giving a karsa toiv. The lashon of the Rambam in brachas is it's part of the fourth bracha. The bracha of the bais oval, bais chasan, is part of the fourth bracha. Lashon of the smag, sefer batim. Building upon this, says the Mishnah Meltzer on the Rambam, and the Skrov, and the Gershal Pesach, and on the Chumash, and the Zeh Shulchan, all three say, Medurik the Rambam, that the Chelik will be when he's supposed to go say it, is not when he said after all the Rachamans. We're supposed to say it in Ali Chasreinu. in the fourth bracha. You say Ali Chasveinu, then you say Arach Mivach Ilal Balabayis, or then you say the Yiratzen. But it's part and parcel, it's an extension of the fourth bracha over here. Now, that says it's a Shulchan. We say to the Ilam, says it five Rachmas later on. He says, you're not Makarim the Mitzvah, Bech Sarayach. In essence, what do? You finish benching, you said a bunch of Akash, and he threw it in. It has to be part of benching over here. That's how Hashem needs to point out the Max of Vitri, Talmud of Rashi. When he brings it down, he says, Harachman Yivach Lelam Vayad, goes to the Rachmans, Harachman Yivach Balabayas, and then says, Yirotzen, and he very clearly puts it after the Rachmans. Afterwards. And therefore, there's a Kabachayim and the Isra B'Yash, what you can do. So leave that as the Durim, I said, put it at the end over here. It's not a problem. And Pesach Tshuva said, V'chim Amadavar, this far could be, that true, maybe if we're Masakin Atzakor Satoiv, the Pashas reading of the Sukhi is, it's myself over here. It's not part and parcel. It was Shimon Vayechov, it's Moisev Nocha concept over here, and therefore it's not part of this in over here. So we have two Makaris we're going to put it. Most Bir Kohens have it after the Rach ones. The newest ones now put it by Ali Chasreinu. A second Afkamina way to put it, by Ali Chasreinu or by the Rach ones, is the person supposed to say Omein by what Chelik? That means you learn Simon Kof Peites, Mishmua says you say Omein after Ali Chasreinu. Mishmua says all the Rachmans say Omein. Over here, when you have the Birch Sereach, you say Ali Chasreinu Omein, and then the Birch Sereach? Or no, Ali Chasreinu, and then you say Hirotzen, that's part of the fourth bracha, and say the Omein afterwards. So again, the same three, the Ebon Ozel and the Biskirov on Yodosh HaPesach, and Zeh Shulchan, all three say, do not say Omein and Ali Chasreinu. The Shitosa, it's part of the fourth bracha, and therefore say Ali Chasreinu and Hirotzen. The Meister of Strombach, he points out, that does not seem to be the minig this way, and whether or not you want to say it's part of the fourth bracha or not, you can still say two Omeins over here. He says, if you say Vihi Ratzon with the Vav as a Safa Ulai, the Maisa, our Nusach is Vihi Ratzon without the Vav, it's not connecting one with another. So you want Tanya to say Safa, not the Gufa Bracha, and therefore we can say two Omeins over here. That seems to be the minig, even those who say the Vihi Ratzon after Ali Chasreinu, it seems to be the Olam says two Omeins over here. A third Nafkabina, what Chilak of the Birch Sarayach for the part of the fourth bracha were essence by itself. As you mentioned already, by the Nusach on Shabbos, you say the Rachmans. The Gain Shita is not to say the Rachmans. If so, now the question, no, the Gain Shita is you now say it on Shabbos from third Rachman onwards during the week, you'll have to have a fear. But you now say it on Shabbos. Now, if that's so, it comes out, is this now going to be part of partial fourth bracha? Is this the Tayfis of bracha? There's a same of Birch Sarayach, you want to tie on. If you go with the halach, that's part of the fourth bracha, that's a Tayfis of bracha, you'll have to say on Shabbos. But if you want to hug the mice and say it after the Rachmans, separate Indian, you can't say the Rachmans, you can't say this. And the Israel Chaim Pelagi, you pass this way, and the Chidor brings down on the Mechoshu this way. Atzad Hashem, in the point, that Luchos not totally Zevazer. The Chidor goes on further and says the mice is still a Tayfis of bracha. Passion over here is whether it's part of the fourth bracha, or in essence by itself, Chazal Masakin. Chazal Masakin, it's a Tayfis of bracha, if you can't say Birch Sarayach on Shabbos. And therefore, it's brought down even the Zera Shulchan, that he himself wants to say it's part of the fourth bracha. He himself goes on further and says, the Maestro, we do not see any of the place can say, not say Birch Sarayach on Shabbos. We have a Simnuish Aleph, and no one says that. Pashas, whether it's a Chelik or not the Chelik, won't make a difference. The Maestro, you do say it on Shabbos over here. That's the Maestro that has on Hogi, is the Ilum does say it. The Shtubuk does point out, you have to be very careful. Then, those who stop on Ali Chasreinu, they have to say it on Shabbos. Is it in the Birch Sarayach? That's the Gemara. That's the Kono. That means the Rachmon is not clear where it came from. The Tur, Ben Echil's brother, not know where it came from. But the Maisa, the Birch Sarayach, that's the Gemara. That's Shimon Yechoy. That Maisa you have to go say. Now, how to go say it? I tell my kids, we'll get to if kids have to do it or not. I tell them either say Rachmon Yivach Balabayis, or they say he wrote something, one or the other. The better thing is say Nusach the Gemara, quicker is Rachmon Yivach Balabayis, but it's one of the other Pashas. Now, who has to say the Birch Sarayach? Once we have this halacha over here, when to go say it, who has to go say it? One question is it Dafka the one who's mezamin? Who is the chiv on Kol Yochav Yochad? Every single person that benches has to go say it. So, Besim Mechab, when it starts off, he says the first klal is who makes the bracha? Who does the zimun first? The first one who's mezamin is a reich. That means it is a gadol, but a reich wins out over here. So, the question is, we're discussing the reich. If everyone over here makes a bracha, Mishlam Bizmana Chazal, the one who's benching said everything, and everyone listens to Shmei Koinai.
Therefore, beside the Eirich has to make the bracha. This man of the Mechaber ready. Who is the one benching? Mechaber says everyone benches together with the Mezamein. So the Mai says everyone over here is benching. You have what? Milo by Milo. If so, why in the world does the Rea come along to win out and beat the Gadol over here? And the Yavim Zechami wants to argue the point, saying it does not apply to Mizmanazah. But the Mechaber Maisa, he comes along and says the Rea wins out. The question is why? Really, there are two questions. Is it true that a Rea Mizmanazah goes first in the, being Mezamein? And number two, are we going to be medayik over here, the one who says the Berech Sarech is only the Mezamein and not other people? Maisa, the Yavits, Shilash Yavits, the Tshuva, he comes along and says, the Chiyuv Kol Yochav Yochad, there is no Kedimo on a Rech Mezmanazah. He's very clear, Kol Yochav Yochad. And the Shaitzi and Sivkot Yadalu, he brings down this Indian over here, he says, everyone says a Rechman Yivarach Balabayis, and therefore you won't get the Klol over here, and it sounds like everyone is saying that you're Berech Sarech. They point out the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ben Ishchai, and the Vesvam is Manenu, the Stipel of Yashiv Kavachayim. They come along and say, the Loch is not like the Beskua, and the Chiv upon anybody, Kol Yochav Yochad. Now, what's over here we're saying is it didn't Kol Yochav Yochad, again, we have a Baya. We said the Loch is Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. In the Mechaber, the Loch is everyone's benching over here, Bezman Hazeh. So how do you put the Mechaber together with what says in Simen Reish Aleph? Why is there Reach first? So maybe Kimachalik, at least the Mechaber, that he's benching and everyone's saying it with him. So he has to say Berech Sarech. If he doesn't say it, no one will say it. Because they're saying it together with him. Today, what we're doing nice is at least the first bracha is saying it. Everyone afterwards does whatever they want. And Chami, maybe the law will change. Maybe the Rech won't have to have the idea of being Mubarak first. Maisa comes along over here, we have the law over here. And the Rech, Maisa, he goes first. And the Pashas, Kol Yoch V'Yochad, says Berech Sarech. They point out, look, allowed dafka men, even women, if they're guests at somebody's house, api svar shabai, isim chayim, mishas yosef, lechor, women also say, birch serech. I got the tshuva by a boss in the Chelik Yud Aleph, the newest volume. He wants a time that the women does not say birch serech. If you read him slowly, one of his svaras, main svaras seems to be, that anyway they're saying, rachman yivach balabayis. So anyway they're kind of mitzvah birch serech. And therefore we're not going to be sakin on them, we're not going to come out and say on the table, barab, the women, he wants to shlei avos. You know, that's Nusuk of the Gemara. Mice of the Mekayimit, that's one of his stories, he says. And therefore, we don't tell women to go say it. Rosh Hashanah says that that way. But otherwise, the halacha is, women have a chiv, just like men, to say Berech Sarech. What? He's not clear exactly why that halacha is another way, but it sounds like that for Dovid Dois, he says, no one said any ever Berech Sarech. And when Mekayim Arach Melivach Balabayis, so we'll leave it as is.
You need to say that
we don't need to say that out, no.
That way.
You don't need to say Amen to it. Nice to say Amen. It might be a better thing. We don't have to. Now, once everyone says it, the question, first of all, is who is a Reach? Who is a guest in somebody's house? Who is a Reach? Very important question over here. So the Mechaber says that the Reach wins everybody. He goes first. Starts off that way. He says, however, that means that you have a Baal Bayis, it is a Reach, a Reach bench. Says the Mechaber, next thing, if you want, the Baal Bayis can mevater on his brochel, and he can bench. That's number two. Number three says, Ramon only can mevater, and he can bench. Can mevater give it somebody else to go bench. Very important, Ramon. The Ramon says, I can mevater the Reach, and give somebody who's not the Reach to go bench. Rechtem Ravram, who are you giving it to? If you give it to Mnei Beis, sorry, they're a Reach. Anyone who give it to, the Pashas are a Reach. If you're yourself benching, you're not the Reach. You give it to anybody else to go bench, they're the Reach. And he answers. Maisa Maravam says, you give it to Bnei Beisoi, they're a guest. Bnei Beisoi means you family at a table. Brought down by the Eliyahu, brought down by the Graz, brought down by the Shibura, Kavachayim. They come along and point out that who's Nichol in the Beis Reach is your family at the table. Everybody. Mishibura is very clear. He writes Halacha, Sivkot Aleph, that Bnei Beisoi is the idea of Beis Reach. I do see the Isser Chaim Knievsky. If the loch is you have to say the Berech Sarech of Bnei Beisoi, he says, Maisa, that's not the minik. But again, I think what he means is not the minik, meaning don't be Maisa of Yotzen, or anyway, Mekayim with the Rachman Yivach Balabayis. Fine, could be that's what he means. But Pashas is all the Paiskim are saying, your family is a Rech. What is Nafkamina? Basically, my kids. We don't say Pas Ali Chasrenu. I tell my kids, you have a Chiv, the Gemara, that they have to say Berech Sarech. Even the Bar, even the kids. Now some of them do, some of them don't, but that's something else. But I tell them, that's halacha. They have Bnei Beisoi. They're Semichal Shulchanai. What? If they don't say the Rachman, you either have to say Rachman or Yivarach Balabayis. What? Who doesn't say Rachman? Those who don't say the Rachmans, or the Noig like Simon Shabbos, who don't say the Rachmans. Sorry? No, they don't. They stop. They stop.
That's it. And
that means it comes out that he's officially
the fourth.
The third one. But no, he says from third onward. But the lap, there's a large. Meet a nicker chelik of chayis and stop at Ali Chasringen. That's it. During the weekend on Shabbos, I stop. A large meet a nicker, I said. I said meet, I said there. So it comes out that this is how local we have Shmua, Moravram, the Graz El Rabba, they had to say Rech Sarek, my kids. I tell them, either say Rech, what? Even Samichal Shukhonoi, it's very clear in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a local, even Samichal Shukhonoi.
He's the
Mavurach. Even whether it's Mavurach not the Mavurach, we said the Chiv the Kol Yochid V'Yochid. Kol Yochid V'Yochid. So again, it comes out, Pashas is whether it's you marry the kids are not married, whether it's the grandkids, whether it's the kids, whether it's the son in law, all of them. Pashas Loch is never a Loch of Bechzerech over here. No sort of Machalik. Again, Bishlam, you say the whole time benching. You say it anyway, Rachman Yvach Balabayas. Machaim says all these cases, everything is not to say, could because again he said the Rachman Yivach Balabayis. Otherwise, you stop in Ali Chasreinu or you chush for the Goyin on Shabbos. You have to say the Birchserech over here.
If they say the Baikal, should
we
still say it because they deserve the
Bracha? Is it? Yeah, they should still say it. They should still say it. I want the Bracha. Now, there is a question about the yeshiva. Eating yeshiva, and they give you to wash, you bench. Is a chiv in yeshiva to give a bracha to the balabayas, whoever the balabayas is about to get to. But the question is, do you have to give a bracha to them? So the question really is a step beforehand. If the balabayas is not eating with you, is there an arech? Arech is a guest eating together with the balabayas. If there's no balabas over here eating together with you, eating by yourself, is there a bechzerech? So the nishmas odom that brings down a pizoria pashas bolak. He says I'll be tasting up and forth. He wants to tie the bichsarek as dafko in the situation with the balabas is with you. And the grass passes like this. I tell Hashem to point out, don't with the Taz, the Mogaram, and the Shuru, and the people called him, Arkhushan, no one might bring down this idea, this concept. Bash is not the Machalik. Maisa, you're in someone else's house, you're eating his food, you thank him. Of course, I tell you, whether he's there, whether he's not there. And the Avenue was forming down, Lachal Maisa, not the Machalik. Now, the community they point out is yeshivas. That means, first thing about who is the balabas in yeshiva. Someone tying the bachum, they tying the balabas. Fine, the yeshiva thinks he's the balabas. The gemara thinks they're the balabas. The supporters think they're the balabas. Fine, everyone thinks they're the balabas.
So in your house also.
The Letzin Lemaisa, he says, the chiv for the bracha of the bachum to Mishabech, the one, he says, who? The supporters. She's not thinking about the supporters. They're the ones who are the balabas of the food.
We'll finish.
We'll get to you with that.
I heard the Rosh Hashiva say it one second, his mouth, that you're supposed to say the Rosh Hashiva for him.
For him.
Careful.
And the Rebbe passes away, and the Rebbe Yahu passes this way. They want to tie up the Bachum and Yeshiva. Have to make questions. To who? Maisa Arlesian says you switch the Nosuk around. Don't say, says Nosuk Bala Sudo. Bala Sudo. What? Tell Shani, when the Iskwash of Yashiv, he wants to tie up first of all the other Graz, who says the Dafka, the Bala Boss, is eating with you, and they're not eating with you. Well, you want to tie up the Bachum, sometimes pay for it. You get involved with certain Yeshivas that work different ways. The Bachum paying for the food, not paying for the food. When he has a tshuva about it, he gets involved and says, first of all, whether they have to or not is certainly the correct midas. Whether they're chiv or not, this is one question. But they're correct on hogla, how can I give shrach by dog? Thank people who are giving you food over here every day. How can I say it? Asmin shivoy. He does say anyway, mitzadir, maybe not, because anyway, everyone's in the rachmani horach balabayas. So, Vosner. So maybe he didn't have to. And if we pass it, it sounds like you don't have to. But that means the Maisa person should. I was once eating yeshiva Thursday with tuna and rolls. I washed. And Mr. Kaplan sitting right next to me. So I benched right away, takes away all the knives. I forgot to go in the knives. But then he benched after me and I sat there and listened. And he said, he wants some balabayas. I said, Mr. Kaplan, why? He says, what do you mean? This is yeshiva. I'm going to be thanks, of course, I'll tell you. So you have a Maisa Rav, Mr. Kaplan Paskin. Even yeshiva, you have to say v'sarech.
You don't pay tuition.
He said to the yeshiva. He told to me.
Where
are the balabais? I'm not sure the balabais. I don't think so. I don't think so because when they get the food in yeshiva, let's say, take yeshiva smear, they can do whatever they want. That means they won't be any tefillah. They can't take you. The parents can't take the yeshiva to deter and say, give us back money if you don't give food. The yeshiva changes times, they change food, they do whatever they want the food. Sounds like they got the food, they got the money, and now they do whatever they want.
If
they tell me it's a set, this goes for this, and they can have a tefillah in the parents, yishlotin. The parents can have any tefillah in yeshiva's meal, they can do whatever they want, and they do whatever they want in the kitchen. Right?
The supporters are also the government. Are you going to invent the government also?
No, whoever the balabas is.
Mr. President, I'm Zion.
Will he pay for it?
Yeah, I
don't think it's the get in this situation. I don't think you're paying for the food. You're paying for the yeshiva atmosphere. Part of that. It's not here. Again, half guys who pay $25,000 are not eating yeshiva. Those are the people not paying. Eating. Okay, people pay tuition. Those guys who pay $25,000 are not eating yeshiva. Those guys are not eating yeshiva. It's usually the guys who are paying like $2,000 or $1,000 are paying nothing eating yeshiva.
According to this, you're saying a hotel.
So next thing. So now, again, first of all, let's say go to Chasna. Pashas, there's a Baal boss here, paid for the meal. Says this from Luchor. You do say it. Again, Chaim Pinyavsky says, Chaim doesn't come out and never says to go say it. But again, I think he's never really a kasho, because we always say, Rachman Yorach Baal Bayis. But myself, Pashas, if you don't say, Stab Ali Chasrenu, and they're correct, they'll succeed the Yorotzen. She's thanking you for the meal over here.
You're saying the Yorotzen, you can skip the Rachman Yorach Baal
Bayis? Could you? You can skip all the Rachmans.
Why are you saying it twice?
Now, they do discuss, in a case, let's say you go to a restaurant, you go to a hotel, or even if you're born in somebody's house, you pay for your food. So Be'etzem, again, the kasha was, the Mogavam had upon the Ramah. The Ramah says, now you can avat it, take it for yourself, you go give it to somebody else. Vek the Mogavam, and myself, they base on all also the Reach. And for the Mogavam, you saw it, you pay for your own food, that's not Be'etz Reach. There's no Balabas, there's no Reach over here. And the post coming down, El Rav, El Gaz, El Emo, Mijan, El Halacha, did you pay the maestro on food? There is no Reach. And therefore, Pashas is, comes out, and all these different places that a person goes to, that they're paying for their food, whether a hotel or a restaurant, there is no Bokhi Yotzen. Now, if someone takes you to a restaurant, and he pays for your meal, of course, you tell him, thank you, you say the Yotzen over there. But it means when you're paying for your own meal, then you don't say the Yotzen over here. That means two very important you say this from the Magavram. Number one, he says very clearly, this kasha, the name basically is Bechzerech. And number two, come along to answer, when you pay for your own meal, there is no Rech over here. Next Indian, really, Sivan Sebe is discussing over here, who to be makhtim and Bechzer Mosel. That means we have, first, Sivan says, you have a Orech who's a Godel. A Godel says, Meshavuah means a case of Chochmah. He's smarter. And then we have a case of a Rech. Two different people. It's clear, number one, it goes a Rech. Then goes a Gadol. So first, a Rech, then Gadol. Now, this is Shiloh. If you have Gadolim only a table, let's say there's no Rechs. Well, let's say they're all Arachim over here. So what goes next? A Gadol. So you have 10 people over here, and you're thinking about who's the Gadol over here. You're going to choose somebody. How are the other people going to go feel? And what's going to happen? What's the give and take? So already Lavush points out, already Lavush, a few hundred years ago, says, due to the argument who is a Gadol might lead to fights over here, or begin and covet over here, therefore the Lachas would not be doctored upon a Gadol. Not a doctor. What time they shook Nasta Gdolo, the Divrei Chamudos, Taisa Yontif, Elis Tomit, and then it stops. No one brings down this Levush afterwards. They point out, it's not the Tanz, not the Gavram, not the Prima Godem, not the Chayadom, not the Kitz, not the Mishnah Brua, or Chashulchan. No, he finally brings it down and says, don't know why it stopped for. It makes sense. Kamsa by Kamsa, we have Tainas, La Tfias over here. But Tzarekin, why the Pashkim don't bring down Levush, that Katsum of Godel does not apply in any moment's Manazah? Because it would lead to a lot of friction over here. Fine, a cash over here. But again, we have the idea over here, number one, Arich, number two, a case of a Godel. Number Sipayis brings in, then the case of a coin. That means it comes out, if you have a coin that's a Chochem, Loche is the coin Chochem goes first. In the both Chochem, but the coin of the Chochem is less of a Chochem than the other person, the coin Chochem goes first. Mashenki Dam Oritz won't go that way. It comes out, the order is first Arich, second Godel, then coin Tamachochem, then Tamachochem, then coin Am Oritz. That's the get over here. Now, again, the question is, what these are the ideas of benching, bizman hazeh, do we have a halacha here to be maktim on the reich? That means, a gadol, shall we have an idea to be maktim on gadol or not? Can lead to fights. Do we have a halacha to be maktim on the reich, to bench or not? Says Yaivitz, build upon the Yisrael, the Sharetzin, and many points out, that everyone bizman hazeh benches by themselves, everyone's on the rachman yivach balabais, there's no halacha of birch to reich, everyone's saying it, there's no mile for reich to go first. Or Choshuk has been decided that way. One of the rules should give a reich to go first. That means it comes out, a reich first, lav dafko. Gadol first, lav dafko. So can answer a lot of things that goes on. My son, they point out, Stephen says, Shulchan Aruch and Isaac was not the way. Now we still have the lachal of a reich and Gadol. It's type of said about the kibbutz and the Shulchan Aruch over here. Now, it does lead to a case over here, and it gets to a suga, Kimim Mavata. You're the boss over here, most of us in our own houses. We have guests over here, we have kids over here, we come sometimes. Can a person come along to Mavater? So first it's very clear that the Oirech, and you're the Balabos, you can Mavater on the Oirech, and the Balabos can bench. That's the Lach of Shulchan Aruch. The question now is, let's say you have a Godel in front of you, a coin in front of you. Can you Mavater on the Godel and the coin? What's the Chalik? By Bech's Oirech, the reason why I'm Mavater, I'm Eichel, my Brachel. But a Godel, he goes first. A coin, Vikidashtra, he goes first. So if a person have a right to say I'm a vata also, or I can do whatever I want, it's just a klolim hierarchy of Torah. No, like stocker. Stocker is give whatever you want. So not give a bunch of rules how to go do it the correct thing. But the unhook is everyone does whatever they want. Fine. Let's or they say no, you have to follow what it says. The loch is a gadol goes. A loch is a kohen goes. So again, the mock came along and said the loch is that the bala bias. So the Mechaber Kavavater. Now that says the Amor can give it to whoever he wants. So again, the fact that Mogavram Akashel I based on Israel. So one test the Mogavram answers, based on Zomil, it's not a Reich. The second test is where the Yavis answers. The Yavis say over here, the case over here is Negev, when there's a Oirech Gadol and an Oirech Katan, both Oirechs, and he has a right to Mavater on the Gadol and give to the Katan. I mean, the Loch of the Mos come and tell you, Lav Dach by Rechimim Mavater, you have a right to say, I'm not giving it to the Gadol. I should give it to the Gadol. I have a right to give it to a Katan. That's how he answers Kasha. Prima Gadol has been sounded this way, the Maim Mordechai, and therefore the Mishmu wants to have gotten Dalit. He says it's a Loch. He wants to be Dike the Gemara this way. He says the Gemara says, in front of Rebbe, he was a Bechil and Rav. He gave Rav to go bench, and Gamma Bechil was bigger, was a Gadol. Alamai, we see you have a person with a right to give it to a Katan. Over the case of a gadol, has to by the Aruch HaShulchan. That means lav dafka by a reich have a right to mavater. Even in a gadol of a reich, give it the case of a katan. It comes along. You have to realize the Mishnah was passing two tirutzim on this question of handling pshat the Ramah. That means Ramah again says give it to whoever you want. But the Mogar Avram, how can you do that? What's the chiddush anyway? There are reich. One test says the Mogar Avram because he pays for his own meal. There's no reich. Mishnah passes like that. Second test, the Yavis to my Mordechai. The situation over here, that even the two Arechs, I give it to a Gadol, over a Gadol. Once, the Paschal is both Tirutzim. Who they point out, but let's read the Bialocha. The Bialocha discusses, when a person has a Gadol and a Gadol, he discusses them to the person to have a right to give it to the Gadol over a Gadol, and he ends off, the Mistavra is, you can't. You have to go give it to the Gadol. That means Mishavuot of Gadol Dalad and the Bialocha over here seem to be saying themselves. Now, Vishlo Mitamim, the Mishavuot says, Ayin B'Alocha. Fine, we've seen in the past, it says, Ayin. You don't say Ayin B'Alocha, there's nothing. The Oiz V'Hodr, Yeshus Kashu, L'Chor Tzarchin. Mishavuot is against what it says in the B'Alocha. Who you read them slowly, it's a drop different over here. Two different cases. The case of the Ramah, the Mishavuot is being announced, of Katan Dalet, is when we have two Aruchim, the question who to give the Bracha, should let the person bench, is the Gadol or the Katan? On that says the Mishavu, he can go give it to the case of a katan over a gadol. The Bialachan discussing the case where there is no Aruchim, zero Aruchim. In that case over here, he says the loch is a gadol a katan. The loch of the Gemara is give it to a gadol. That you machshim him. Even in that situation, he says a gadol is kaidim. I could ask a question, what's the chilik svar to mechal between the two cases? Could say, because once I'm getting the birch arech over here, it's up to me to getting a bracha, I have a right to choose a gadol or a katan. When I'm not going to birch arech over here, it's only gadol katan, then a gadol goes first. Ule, that's the svara. They point out, it's very nege, bizman hazeh. Pshat, how do we pass with this to be a local verse of Mishnah Berurah? That means, pashat bizman hazeh, what are we? We are all aruchim. That's simple understanding. The B'nai Beis are Aruchim. Everyone comes to the case of Aruch. If that's so, says the Mishnah, I have a right to give it to whoever I want. That means you have a meal, you have 10 people. Kamat never is someone on the table not an Aruch. Everyone's Aruch. Once the Mishnah Berurah passed because B'nai Beis is Aruch, everyone's Aruch. Everyone gets inside your house over here. If that's so, Luchura, it's very good why people either rotate, they give one kid another kid. It comes out very simple. You have a 13-year-old kid, you have a 25-year-old son. So, might say one is more chosh, more good, or more entire than the other one. Might have a right to bevater. However, the bayah is, we're assuming right now, Emel Maisa is nichon get a varech. However, come on again, Yayus or Choshul, and says, everyone says a rachmoni varech while bayis. If that's so, forget we're all not orchim anymore. We don't have the locha anymore be makdim to give it to a rech over anybody else. If so, we're back to the bialocha. Back to the bialocha, you have to give it to a gadol over a katan. And they point out, if so, the correct and hoga, why you have these meals, you have 3 meals on Shabbos, it always should go to the gadol. If you understand this man, we don't have a rech. My sadhog is we always seem to rotate, give it to everybody, a bunch of people. They say a bunch of reasons. Number one, you could say, you may mention Lavosh. Lavosh Shito. There's no halacha of gadol bismanazah. At least the fights. You start giving only one child, because he's the gadol, not the other kids. Or give one oruch and not the others. At least the fights over here. That's number one. Number two, the Mishnah Berurah says to Macham Luchumin between a case of oruch and not oruch. His marmokum, he calls it Maimon Mordechai. Look at Maimon Mordechai in Betzim Aruch HaShulchan also. He says the halacha is whether oruch or not oruch. It's not making a difference. You have a right to take it away from the gadol, you're the balabas, and give it the gates of a katan over here. And therefore, whether that means, and they're arguing on the bialach over here. So, number one, we have lavosh. Number two, those are arguing the bialach. We could say, stam, Shulchan Aruch left the locha as is. Like, put keep the klom as is. Ke'in, we have aruch mizmanazah. There, it seems to be clear, that hoga in klal Yisrael is, that we just don't always follow exactly the klom. We seem to give it around to different people. Sometimes, you know, we feel it's more important to give to a person who supports certain things, a gap is a gadol, and Torah goes first, of course. But there's makaris for that. Yeshu min lismach. Why? Because once we have the Ramo over here that says you give to anybody, and the Yayvis, the Maim Mordechai says, meaning you have a right to take away from the gadol cotton, that seems to be the hago. Sipe is brought down the concept of the kidashtoy. That means you have a posik and emor, there's a posik mekanish a koin. Therefore, it's brought down whether in Maikotin or Gittin or in Adorim or in Harius that a Baisa or a ton of every Shmol, the locha is you're supposed to give Leftoyach Rishon, Levorach Rishon, Lukim on Yafa Rishon to a Kayin. Supposed to go first. Now, it says three things. If you read the Machaber and you read the Torah, they only say two things. They say the first two, Leftoyach Rishon, Levorach Rishon. The reason why? Because they want to get to the second one, Levorach Rishon. Very simple. Having the Makarav Mishnah moving down. The third one, Litam on the Yafarishan. That means we pass like all three. Now, where is the locha of being Mechabed a Koin in the Shulchan Aruch? Where is it brought down? Trick question, obviously. Because in Hilchas, the Sias Kapayim is a halacha of Bechas Koinim. The last sif of the Adarch Agav, the mobbing down about a Koin being Meichel. We don't speak about it in being Mechabed a Koin bigger. The Get the Koin of Tum of Taro is brought down the Yardaya. The Inyan being Mechabed a Koin is brought down here. This is the Makar for it. Sounds interesting, it's the middle of the Sugya of Echsarech, who has been examined over here. But the idea of Mikidashtoy, the Gedra over here, is this is the Makar when Shulchan Aruch is brought down, right over here. So, let's go through certain points over here, how to apply this halacha practically. First, is it Shaila if it's Dinder Abonu or Dinder Aisa? That means the Ulm saw the Magavram, Bigdan Machalik Sukhur among the Shainim, the Shmua, and Zovskori, the Magavram, that he's mitzadded the Gedra of Mikidashtoy, the Dinder Aisa. That means we're mitzadded or Chayshish as the Gedra of Dinder Aisa. And then he goes through three things. The first thing is Leftoyach Rishon. Leftoyach Rishon says the Magavram, Mishnebura means, number one, by Kriyas HaTorah. Rashi, Leran, and Git means Kriyas HaTorah, he goes first. And number two is Rosh HaMedaber. He speaks first. Rosh HaMedaber, for example, let's say they point out when that Gudah, the Knesses, got together and the Chometz Chaim showed up, he didn't speak first because he was a Gadol Dor, he spoke first because he was a Kayin. That's what he just told him, I'm a Kayin, I go first. But Sher Brachas, or any case, interesting halacha in Siman Reish Mem Vav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah over there, that brings down Sif Tezvav, that let's say two people ask a question at the same time, Pidus halacha, a kohen you have to answer first. That means two people come over in the Chabura, ask a question at the same time, a kohen goes first. Fine, so we have halacha number one, Leftoyach Rishon. Number two, halacha, Levorach Rishon. What's that? We have it either in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the one that makes a moitzi is a kohen. Rabbi Osim and Reish Aleph, who does Birchas Hamazon, a Kohen. Again, the Hong is Kohen usually gets at night and during the day, they usually find another Kohen and they can find the goat to Yisrael. You have a right to give it to whoever you want, it can sign. But she was a Reich over here. But the Maaseh is, we go to a Kohen, even the Kohen is less of a Talmud Chacham, he goes first, less is a Kohen Am Oretz. Third case is Little Mono Yafrushin. He takes the first portion. He takes first. In the Shiva Smir, right now, there are lines to get food. Used to be, the Shiva, every table had portions of the table. There's six people to the table. Welcome to food, so you have six portions. So if you walk in, let's say, on a day Tuesday, and sometimes it wasn't exactly six, let's say there were four. And there's a coin at your table, do you have to tell them to take first? So I went over to Bayan Chodesh, and I told him, you know, on my table there was four portions, there are six people over here. This is a coin, does he go first? So Bayan Chodesh, Maisi says, first of all, why there's only four? Why? So fine, I told him, you know, on the derech, somehow some of them disappear. He's like, yeah, you know, it's not. They sell a chura, little money off of Yisrael. He takes. So Reisman, he gives a share. If you want, the Shmuel Bey is number 88. Over there, he discusses that it says he was only once in Chaim Berlin. And it seems that when Chaim Berlin is like the Shiva's meal over here, there's a line of food, so everyone to go get food. And there are two Kahanim who pranced down the line and said, we're Kahanim. We go first. So some people in the dining room got very upset. They went up to him, so Reisman, to ask him, is that so? They're Kahanim, they go first. He says, little money off Rishon. They go first. And she was me over here. He's down by the doors, right? It's like a lot of people over there. Country walk by and say, excuse me, I go first over here. People go to the bank. There's a long line over there. Rav Hellman, Ram and Shiva Smir say, I'm a coin. Lachma Isis say, I'm a coin. I go first. What? What? Going online? So, Be'esem, the Gemara says in Gittin, I think that's the test. Neidava koinim nenu. Beth Gemara of Neidava koinim. They weren't. The Gemara says Shagli Tara. I should go on the line first. Got the lotion of the Gemara. The Gemara says we send the line first. The coin should go first. Before she Gemara passes.
You go to the table and they're not there.
What?
You go to the table and some up food, but they're not there.
No, if they're not there, they're not there. If they're not there, they're not there. No. No, I don't think so. Well, my friend, he gives a shiur also about this in Baltimore. He says, you know, the Kam is in the Shiva Mir, in the Shiva Friday night, they give me out Sholent. Kam says, excuse me, we get Sholent first over here. We get the better parts. He says, what, Mice? Why not? You take money off of Rishon. So, is that true? Is it a good. Kam should know the Talocha, they go first. So, say over a Chakira, say the Yeshiva Shir terminology. He says, Vikidashtoy. What exactly does that mean, Vikidashtoy? Is it upon the Gavra or the Cheftza? That's Yeshivish. Meaning, the person over here, you want to make Kaddish the Koyin. Are you being make Kaddish him with things that are Kedusha? The things that give him are a Kaddish things? The Cheftza is Kaddish? Well, no, anything that you give to him is make Kaddish him, the Gavra. Mikdash is coming to make Kaddish him? Or coming to make Kaddish, the Cheftza giving his Dovah Shub Kedusha? They point out Rashi, the Mepharsh in the Dorim, he says, what's the case over there, a little money off Rishon? He says, the case is Lechem upon him. Lechem upon him. The thing that you're giving itself is Kaddish over here. The Magaramba also brings down the Lashon of Taisus. Taisus says three things. He says, Maisa Oni, Sidoka, and Sudo. So Rav Reisman, he said he gave the share. He said he got a phone call from, I think, from David Feinstein. He says, there's a Prima Godim that you forgot. Dov Feinstein is listening to Rav Reisman. So Rav David said, the Prima Godim is Simon Kuf Laman Gimel, Kuf Laman Hei, that brings down the smog of Rome and Taisus. It says, Maisa Oni. That's a mitzvah. Tzedaka is a mitzvah. Sudo, correct the Prima Godim, what's in him, Sudo's Chaverim? Chor has to be a case over here of a Sudo's mitzvah. A case of Shabbos, maybe, must be a case of a mitzvah. And they were building upon this Prima Godim, Shad the Smog of Rome and Taisus by us. The thing that goes first, Dak Dov Shem Kedusha. The Chetz has to be Kodesh. The Chinuch, the mitzvahs sound that way. And therefore, the Maram Shif, the two of the Paskins, the idea over here, the concept of Mekajic coin is what? The Chetz itself is Dov Shem Kedusha. At Sadr Sheni, they point out, look at Rashi in Gittin. Rashi says, what little money off Rishon? Lechal b'chol dover, any object, anything. They point out also that the Rashi in Chumash is that way. the Rosh and the Ran in the Dharma that way, they pointed out everything. And therefore they grasp by us, the words are, anything that he, the Kohen, looks Gadol, that's what we have to go give to him. And this, Chaim Kanievsky, what's the getter? The getter is my say everything to him that makes him Kaddish. That means the fundamental machlekes sounds like we're showing him and the Paiskim, what's the Kiddashtoi? If you go to the Malach Kiddashtoi, it's doctor things that are mitzvahs, get involved with, what's yeshiva food? Is that a mitzvah? Is that for helping the Torah? Is that to give you kliches? I'm getting faces over here both ways. Fine, you can argue the point. Fine, can say. And then maybe a limud chos. The Maisa, the simple reading over here of the Mogav Rav and the Mishnah Taisis, Suda means all Sudas. Not like a Suda mitzvah, not like a Pirim Gadol. That's a simple understanding. It's only the grass over here is very clear that way. And therefore, the, again, Rashi and the Rana go that way. It comes out, look at all cases, what should go first, whether the thing you're giving is Kaddish or not Kaddish, Maisa, according to go first. If that's so, the question is, so why are Kohanim not going first? Why not cutting the line over here? Why not giving the first portion over here? Why not? So who is this question? The Mogavam is this question. Mogavam has a kashim. Sarachin, why not this upon this? It's a chashash to rise over here. He says, maybe Beloshin, Efshir, the Kohanim are not miyuchas bezman hazeh. Which moment he brings it down, he says, the Mogavam is this question, he doesn't even want to bring down his answer. He doesn't even want to bring it down. He says, find the time. But Vada Yesh Lazara, Vada person Lechatchila, should be Zara upon him. They point out, you have to realize, we're dealing with a Din Derais over here. And to say Maisa, not Miuchas, first of all, certain Kanim say they are Miuchas. Number one. Number two, Maisa Lalocha, by Pidna Ben, we give the coin, the five slime. The Ivy says, not Miuchas, give the slime back. We don't give it back, keep it, they keep it. They don't give it back. Number three, they point out every day they make a bracha in Eretz Yisrael, right? Yerushalayim. There's kind of over here. Why they point out the Chassam Sofer in Teres Moshe and Parshas Emor. Over there, he discusses Zalocha in Evin Ezra Siman Gimel. Discusses when someone walks in town, says he's a kohen. He's a kohen. Do you have a right to give him an aliyah? Because he says he's a kohen. Are there other kohenim around? Other kohenim are been there for years. They're kind of the muktzik. This guy walks in, never saw him before, doesn't know who he is. He says he's a kohen. Says Ramal the Maisa, he can get an aliyah. Maisa, why? Ain't self a moitim nevadai. Says the Chassam Sofer, you saw it. And let's say you give him an aliyah, and be'etzem klap Ishmael, Maisa was not a kohen. He wasn't. But Sekel said, what happens? You gave him an aliyah. So you mekadish the kohuno. You gave cover to the office of kohuno. He's still mekayim vikidashtoy over here. But why did you give him an aliyah? He might be nice for it. He walked in as a joke and said, as a kohen. But you, you make the position. A lot of times, there's certain people, you give them COVID because they're a president, let's say. I'm going to guess who they are because of the position they represent. First, you represent kohuna. You give them a concept over here of COVID. You get it in the Vikidashtoi. If that's so, whether kohen is manazeh, is miyuchas or not, so because of Vikidashtoi. You're giving kedusha to a kohen over here. Now, the Samsovia says, not in the gate of manazeh kohuna. Because that bets we want the coin themselves to go get. Otherwise, without giving him covered, Meister, the Chorah, that even the Mogavam's territory, Shkod works out, he's not Miuchas, so because I've given covered to the Kedashtoi.
How do you answer Chalat
Pidi
Ben?
Mogavam
says
it's a Chalat,
that we don't give
Chalat
to
the Pidi
Ben,
you're
still doing
it. I hear. Gosh. Meister, they point out that to say the Nam Yuchas, the Shmuel left it out, the words are Choshuchun, Chalila, Loimakain. We have Kanim as Manazeh. If we have Kanim as Manazeh, Lechor, the Loch is, the coin should go first. In all halachas, Negev, Lita Moli, Afirishon, and everything else. Kanim go first over here. And my brother-in-law, his name is Yarmish, he's a coin over here, he has certain companies. Tell me you should advertise that you're a coin, and you go first. Your choice to order a phone from your company and another company, you should go first. The Maestah says, Ramo, in Shuv and Simen Yod, Paschim on the Chometz Chaim and Amdus Chesed, negate to business, building upon the mission that's brought down in the Horus by Aaron Morgan Avram, that who goes first negate to Parnosa, Lach is a coin. Here also, the Chorah, the Chometz Chaim, Paskins, a coin goes first. He says if he tries to advertise that way, he'll lose business. Why? He's not Klo, why? That's the correct Lach over here. That's he's a coin, goes first. I asked Rav Hellman in the bank, why does he tell people he's a coin, goes first? He says, if I try that, put me behind the line. Fine. Question why that's so, but that's a lot over here. Riki Dashtar, that's a Shashtar Eis over here. They do discuss, let's say you have your brother, the Kohen, and then you have your father over here. What goes first? Keep it over Aim. Riki Dashtar, Kohen. Shalom, Swam, the team discusses Indian. But I said, they do bring down from Chaim Knievsky, Chaim Goldberg, the one Taino that my father, he's a Vadadirai, so Koin Yeshlodin, he's only been signed that way. Father's more Yuchas to you over here. Maybe there's no Yichus by Koin Mazmanaza. And the Implemaisa seems to be that a father goes before a case of a Koin. Now, what if you have this Indian of a Koin, the Kamal the Mogavram, and which we'll bring down, what about now a case of a Levi? So Mogavram points out, Lachura really depends where is the Makar for the case of a Koin, he goes to the different Sukkim over here. They do point out, first the gate in Stockholm, the loch is the Mechaber brought down Rishon Aleph, again Rishon Harius. A lady goes first, that's black or white. And they get to who to go buy from, again, what you think by can you go buy from? Says the Chavetz Chaim, a lady goes first also. The question they get to other kibbutim, that's the question over here. Otherwise, we have a Mishnah in Harius that says, and they get to buying a coin and then the lady goes. Again, why the others are not medactic upon this, not sure. They get to Shai kibbutim, that's the Torah brings down Ram Rutenberg. He sounds like he wants to say yes. He brings down Ram Rutenberg, the Master wants to say no. There's no chiv of a lady going first. It's not clear what the maskana of the Torah over here is. It's into Mechabed, they get to Bechsa Mosin for lady first. Then those who what? For what? On the mission Harius? You tell me. You learn Harius, stuff your base. Think about me down a pasuk, right? Einshon. Question is it Joshua? It's Machbalmo, but the Gemara says it. Now, the Maisa, those who are Paschim, there's no in them being Makdim Alevi by benching the Archa Shulchan and the Benish Chai. Tashani, the Bach is very clear. That's a challenge, just like a coin who did in the case of Alevi. And therefore, the El Rabbi people are going to pass the Chumro. The way of the Mishmur, the Glaze, Paschim Toiv. It's the correct thing to go do. Therefore, Bez Hashem, we make a Masib over here. I'll go around Isk the Kanim, and the Kanim to go bench. And if no Kanim, we'll go around the Isk Alevi, if they should go bench. Why, that's the correct thing to go do over here. Siv Gimel.
Should a lady be called for the coins or lady coins?
We don't see that. Siv Gimel is building upon the sugya in Brachos, the ninth parak, that discusses over there three things the makatsim yom of a person. One thing you give a person to go read for the same material. The third thing is over there a person give malik atzmo yilu habonis. And the second thing over there is a person give a person a place to go bench and he declines not to go bench. Declines. There are three very important shared scenes over here. How to apply this halacha? Number one is this halacha dafka when you have a case? That means if you have a case, it only applies. Is it din birch samozin or din case? So the Maharam when he says it over, he says case birch samozin. Question: why he said this for? So when doing it that way, dafka when you have a case, if you decline, and the person has a problem, they mikatsi yamov. Why mikatsi yamov? The Gemara says. And then we get a case of a klal. So the halacha dafka in case of a case. If that's so, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's manas there where people don't have cases, for whatever reason, onto their own. The halacha and lechura not apply. However, the Mishnah Berurah has two things. Number one, how in the world he asked the Magabam no, dafka api kais. Where do you get it from? Any idea? But he says, even if you write dafka api kais, it's still not the correct thing to go do. To decline the mitzvah of the yada, you should not push it off. You should not decline. So we have one shayit scene over here that points out you should not decline. Again, you should only if the klala applies over here. The second thing is there's a plibis manazeh this concept. The whole reason is because avarchem avarchecha, you have to go give a bracha. Today, all of us from Maisa are saying birch zareach. We're saying rachmi vach balabayis. Those who say all night benching. If so, maybe the whole concept again does not apply. To say the Shayat Sin, again, Bloshan, any idea, and Al-Yah was from a fact, but say, does not apply this idea, this klal, and there are those who pass it this way. Masham Lamaisil, Chasalof, Mechavachayim, they pass it, that din does not apply this man as there. Again, it's a little bit fair, the Mechav does bring down this halof over here. But Maisil comes along, practically, a person should not decline. However, again, if you do decline, if you see people sometimes declining, find this at least, which we have two reasons why not to worry about this concept. Number one, because usually it's not a case. And number two, mitzvah this in over here that anyway you saying the bracha, giving a bichsarech to the balabas over here. The siftal is building upon that. Person should lavzer to go after kushal bracha, says the sharitin again, he's not sure if it applies bismanazer. Because once bismanazer, everyone might says the bichsarech by themselves, maybe it's not apply. He said maybe it does apply. Maybe the whole idea of saying the mizami, he's the ik over here, maybe it does apply. But sarachin. So there are three important sharitins that the swarm deal with, try to grapple with. Practically, the Sif Gimel Sadal apply Bizmanazer or not? The Sunni Limus Chos does not apply. Again, they point out Shulchan Aruch left it as is, and the better thing is always to follow what's said in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Sadik Beis. Now, Simon Kuf Sadik Beis is Betzem, where it starts Zimun and Phil Simon Reish. That means until now we're learning the law of the Birch HaMazon, and now we start the Sugya of Birch HaZimun. Now, Kuf Sadik Beis is Be'ikir the Nusach of what people say by Zimun. Kuf Sadik Gimel is really the heart and soul of Birch HaZimun. So today we're focusing really on the Nusach. The first shayla is Birch HaZimun, is it Din Derabon or Din Deraisa? There are two makaris for this Indian of Zimun. One, we have the mission that from Hey brings down, which has a chi of Zimun. It says in the Gemara of Manali, brings down two psukim, either of Asi that says, Galo Hashem Iti, or we have Avu that says, Kishem Hashem Ekro. Hashis, those two psukim are a smacht of almas. However, the Gemara Dapam Ches, when it brings it down this Indian, has a different makar. The Gemara says, Hadi no birch sabozon vachalto vitzavoto varakto, and that's the birch sazon. Hashis is the get of the Raiso. And how do you know Zimun? It says, Hashem alakechel, Zimun birch hazimun. L'chura, sounds like that, it should be a case of deraiso. Just like v'chalti v'zavot of deraiso, Hashem alakechel is also deraiso. The Gemara does go on further, we know that Rabbi argues on this braiso. Once time that why do you need Hashem alakechel, you learn it already from Gadol Hashem Iti. And therefore it sounds like from Rabbi, you do not need this pasuk, will I use case of Jabonim? So they point out the two makaris over here, two different sugars, sound like the Shem speak out, for it sounds like the Shalv is Dinder Abonon or Dinder Aiso. Hannah Haskins, so first we have the Rishonim, the Torah in Siman Kuf Beiches. In discussing there, when a person says a bracha by benching, when he forgot to say by Yal V'Yavo, he has a bracha over there. So they say that Nusach Ol Asosl Simcha is Yerich HaKloni Yazeh, it begins on the Ravid. And the Ravid discusses, you have to say Shem Umalchus. Says the Ravid, you do not have to say Shem Umalchus. Again, we Paskin, we do say Shem Umalchus. The Torah brings down the Ravid not to say Shema Malchus. But Rayo, by Birch HaZimun, which is the Raisa, we don't say Shema Malchus. You also, by this Bracha, that's the Babok Mial of Yavai, we don't say Shema Malchus. So we see the Torah, Derech Aga brings down the Ravid, in Kup Beiches, and the Loch of Zimun, the Gedev of the Raisa. Black and white. The Moiris, the Agudar, the Ogre passing this way. Atzad HaSheni, they point out, look at the Ra, look at the Ritva, look at the Meiri. What kind of weather either drosh you're coming from, maybe it's a smacht of Alma, and therefore the what kind of forget it's a dinner abonon. Mishmur once says the Shana Rashbo beer, a dinner abonon. So if a clear machlois we showing him is Birch HaZimun, a dinner abonon, or a dinner aisra. Now Locho had a paskin. The Vush in Simkov Sadik Tes says it's a getter of a deraisra. Gidus Rodon, Pesach Advir, and others. And therefore the stipler has nish paskin deraisra. Therefore they bring down a story by the stipend of Orkus Abaynu Chelik Aleph, that by one of his grandsons, by his own bar mitzvah, he wanted to go bench. And the loch is negated the Rabbanans to say kid has two Cyrus, we have Chazak for the Rovo. Negated the races, when I'm semich upon two Cyrus, unless he knows that he has two Cyrus. Therefore, said the stipend, did not let the bar mitzvah boy bench. That means we let the bar mitzvah boy benching, who is assuming that Zimun is a case of the Rabbanan, not the Raiso. And therefore the stipler said, no, let's be Choshu Levush, let's be Choshu the Torah and the Raiva to get over the Raiso. At Tzad HaSheni, there's a Mishnah Berurah, some Kuf Tzadik Zayin and Kuf Tzadik Tes. He says, Roi Preskim say it's the Rabbanan. He quotes a Ra'ah, he quotes a Rajbo. Come the Rajbo, the Chadnish wants to argue and say that's not Pshan the Rajbo, wants to say it's Chilik whether the Shem HaShem is the Raiso or not. He look around the Achreinim, Ik among the Achreinim, they come and say it's the Rabbanan. The Charedim, the Toman, the Rechaim HaKadosh, the Yavits over here, Pim Godim, the Graz, the Chayodim, Vayamudim, and others, they break a pass in this way. They have another story, and sure, of Biashiv. Biashiv had his grandson there, you have to realize, and his uncle was there, the grandson's uncle, the Chaim Kievsky, and the Zayda was a Biashiv. And the Mitzvah boy wanted to go to bench. So Chaim said, like his father, my son, Bechosh de Reisa, you should bench. They said, Biashiv. Biashiv says, no. The minigit of our mitzvah boy benches, the loch we passed in the Rabbanon, and therefore the ma'aseh of our mitzvah boy did bench over here. Why? The loch of the Rabbanon over here. We're not choshim this concept.
We don't argue this thing.
He didn't argue. He says it's better, loy kedai. And ma'aseh, they went to Biashim. Biashim says, you can. That's the minigit. The minigit of our mitzvah boy is ma'aseh to bench. That means we have a shalot of Rabbanon, the ma'aseh, it's a very basic nafkamin la loch of our mitzvah boys. Ma'aseh, the moin am. Seems to, at least in our kutza, most of the Bamitsa boys do bench. Go to Bnei Brak, I doubt they bench.
But the Galileans, they make
But it's not deraisa. Not deraisa. Now there are other nafkaminas whether it's rabbanon or deraisa. We'll get to the next couple of weeks. Whether if you mistook, if you did bech samazin, whether on main shulish the din of zimun over here, whether a person did not eat svia, can you bench a pair of people who did eat svia over here on the Sabbath is deraisa, and when you did not eat svia, it's only against rabbanon for you. And we'll see the halacha in the Gate on Dragoness. We'll see the halacha that come out of nafkamina if rabbanon or deraisa. Again, the Mishmur is very clear. He passes Rabbanon and will have all numas kulus. Go like this type, the Chad Nish, go like the Vush, we have Shiloh over the Reisel, we have numas kumas over here. Now, the Gate of the Nusach had a bench over here. So, first, the Mishmur, Magavram, myself, the Simon, according to Zayar, that you're supposed to say Havlon, Nevarech, because anything that's a din of Kedusha, a person has to do an act of Azmono. Therefore, we say the case of Rabbi Sain Nevarech, that's Aleph. The second thing that's brought down is a nusach of saying Rishus. Mamok from that we saw in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. Over there, I think they're mobbing down. The person says Rishus. It says the Mishmur, even let's say you're the Gadol, and everyone around you are Ketanim, beside the Mida of Anova, we always say the nusach, the idea of Rishus over here. Now, once you say the nusach of Rishus, sometimes by the table, your, let's say, your mother wants you to say Rishus Imi Marasi. Is there any point, or any Indian or anything, sorry, to go say this concept? Well, let's say your wife's there, or other people there. Is there any concept over here? So, the Maisa, the Isam Khan Kieski says, the Maisa, that's not the meaning. The question is, why not? That means, Zilbushin, they asked them, Lechora, do women have a Chi of Zimun? We get to Loch Lemaisa, that women do not seem to know this, that women have a Chi of Zimun just like men. And whenever there's a Zimun there, they have to answer, they have to be there, they have to be part of it. If they have a Chi of Zimun, if so, Shus. Of Imari, which was Imarasi. What's the difference over here? Maisa, therefore, said Zobashin Sarachin. Maisa, why not? The Pasha is the reason why not. So the Torah is the Zimun. Even though they have to be part of the Zimun, they have no right to leave the Zimun. We'll get to an Olga that we do not have women lead the Zimun. So it's not Bashus them to lead. Therefore, the Chor the Loch is, there's no need to say Bashus Imarasi. However, obviously, if they get offended if you don't say it, or there be a Bayah of Shalom if you don't say it, even though there's no makor for you to go say it, of course you say it, that's poshut. But maybe you know him. That means sometimes in certain situations, whether you're at a guest somebody's house and you say Mishus Balabayas, and you know the person wants Mishus Balabayas, for whatever reason, aren't their own, then of course, again, so you say it, poshut, no. But at least in of Shalom over here, if you're Malik Shem Hashem, you certainly say these words over here, there's no problem over here. If someone gets offended, then you certainly can say these words over here. Does it come along again? We say Rabbi Sain, Mevel Invention, number one. We say Rishus, we say Yishay Hashem Baruch. Fine. At the end of the Nusach over here, we go through different Nusachs over here.
Could you say it for
Shnek? I didn't say that case, just leave it out. I hear.
Mostly it's Shnek.
No, no, it depends. I hear. Now, they discuss at the end, so a person says, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoy. That means, you read the Torah is very clear, you say, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoy. The point not allowed after the Torah, it's a Rekeach, a Shmuel Aleket, sorry, what? A Zerua, a Budavram. We'll get to that also. The point out is, the Nusach over here saying, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shemoy. Agam, they say, it's down the Rif, it's down the Rambam, it's down the Rosh, not the big three. Therefore, the Mechaber does not bring it down. The Mala Maisa, and you see the Dr. Moshe Maisa, did not bring it down. However, the Magavam says the Minig is to say it. The Mishavua says the Minig Maisa is to say it. Which they have a little bit of a hard time with. Because saying it's a Minig that way, Maisa, the Taz, and the Mashal, Taz was the time of the Magavam, does not say it. The Archa Shulchan Maisa, the Minig is not to say it. That means Mishavua and the Archa Shulchan were both at the same time. Both were in Europe, they're both Ashkenaz. And one says the Minig is yeah, and one says the Minig is not. Unless maybe Russia and Europe are different over here. I'm not clear over here. Maisa, as far as I see, the Amoin Am usually does not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. My father's meaning Maisa not to go say it. However, it's certainly Ari Yechidim who do go say it. Now, if you go say it, the question is when to go say it. So, the question is really when and what the reason is. So, come on with that commotion, said that Tzad, why to go say it, it's to be mafsa between the Bechsa Zimun and the benching. The evil comes out, wants the Mishabur Magavav bring down this dark commotion, that's the reason. That means, Daf when you have three, you say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. If it's 201, there's no Zimun over here, you don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. That's simple. A second reason, they bring down from the Bach that's brought down by the Kisla Locho. It's sad, once they say Hashem's name, Elokeinu, they say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. If that's the reason, according to Kitzur, Dav could say a case of 10. So either only by 10 or by 3. The Gat Maaseh, this Taipler, is brought down Ochs Rabbeinu. He said that even when he benched by himself, not clear where it's coming from. Chush be a case either 3 or 10. That's number one. That's what I said, I'm not clear where it's coming from. Va'id, they point out, once we're saying this reason to be masked between the case of Zimun or Elakenu, they want to point out, look, only the Menzamin says it. That means you read the Mishbura, the Grasp, we go to them, and others, El Rabba, they come on to say, Daftus Alokhid by the Menzamin. When he says it, he say Baruch Hu Shemai, not anybody else. So if you say it, number one, only the Menzamin, and number two, it's either a case when you have 3 or 10, otherwise you shouldn't say it.
Everyone says by Elakenu, everyone says it.
Baruch Hu Shemai?
Everyone says Elakenu.
Someone reason there, it's a good, it's even the Kitzur who says Balakenu, he still says only Mezamin. He still says that. Now, there is a book of over here that gets involved with Birchta Mosnam, Kotzer, the small Nosach. This is a point that he ends off with. He says, what's the Nosach? He ends off the Nosach is you say the Rachmans, and you say Yizakin Lemos Mashiach, and Oysa Shalom. How he ends off, however, he says, "Kolshkein shiuchal loyman ad alichasreinu." Kolshkein, a person, if he wants, he can stop to alichasreinu. What does that mean? Kolshkein, he can stop it by alichasreinu. Says he got a fine shot to the Mongol Rome. Now people want to know where's the makor to stop by alichasreinu. Again, there's an ilm out there who stops alichasreinu, whether it's a mid tamotza or less than that. The people who stop, where's the makor for that? They say it says he got a fine in this Mongol Rome. That he says any in this class any tzaruch you can stop by Ali Chasreinu, so surely by the Birchta Mosna Kotzer you can stop. That means a makor. People want to know where you can stop Ali Chasreinu. Besides the Torah Bizan Ben Echil, we're not clear where it's coming from, where the Rachmans are coming from. But the Mongavim over here is saying Kolshkein. Once they Birchta Mosna Kotzer, you can stop by Ali Chasreinu. Says the Yerafarim, why? Because really, there's no mechad to go say it. And therefore, any oinus, the word oinus ksas, which people seem to understand, any tzaruch, be nichna category, and they stop by Ali Chasreinu.
Every time there's oinus by
no, we have to go learn. No, you have to learn.
And go learn. You say that for everything else.
It's like people don't say kabbonis kach shemati because they have to go learn. So it's the same thing. Now, it simply over here, because a person makes a mistake in by the case of Elakenu. That means you have Machlokes, the Mishnah, Reb Kiva, Reb Yitzchak Lili. What else do we say from 10 and onwards? The Maaseh we pass from 10 and onwards, you always say Elakenu. Let's say you forgot to say Elakenu. What do you go do? So there are a couple of cases brought down over here. There are really four cases in the Mechaber and the Mishnah Berurah. The first case is, let's say the Mezavim forgot. Can you correct him right away? That says in Mechaber, yeah. That means a lot of times he forgets and right away corrects himself. That's no problem. That's what Mechaber says. Right? You say, oh, and he says, okay, no problem. That's number one. The second case is Mezavim forgot, but now the Mesubim, they come along. Now, by the Mesubim, there are two options over here. The case of Mesubim, they said Elokeinu. And the case of Mesubim did not say Elokeinu. So it says in Mishmur, when Mesubim said Elokeinu, then the Mezavim go back and say Elokeinu. That's not a Machlokes. But let's say the Mesubim Maaseh did not say Elokeinu like the Mavarach. Then can the Mezavim go back and go say Elokeinu? That's the Mishmur Mizan Machlokes, Shai Chuvi sends you to, and the Machlokes is what to go do. Not clear what to go do in that case, which is sometimes common. We cite the Mavarach and cite the Mezavim and forgot to say Elokeinu. It's not clear what to go do. However, fourth case over here, let's say a person benches everybody, cite the Mezavim and cite the Mavarach, the Mesubim. They came along and they did not say Elokeinu the whole time, they start benching, and the Vadawan Achlezer. I mean, it's very clear, it comes out, you correct the guy right away, no problem. We missed it totally, also would not be closer. If the person, Mesubim says it, then the Mavarach says back. Mesubim does not say it, that's a shayla in the Shai Shuv over here. Now, there's a Daka Shuv over here, so Kohen Aleph has two very important yesodis, you guys see it well. Vashem will leave it, Simon Kun Sadek Gimel, and Vashem will be Maslir in Simon Kun Sadek Gimel, it's awful.